joined by Kay's first team coach, Mark Hams, after this afternoon's 1-0 defeat at Tunbridge Angels. Mark, what did you make of the red card incident involving Lee Hall? What was your take on it?
Well, I can be quite honest about it because it was right in front of me. So it was literally yards away. It was. I've just been talking to Jerry about it, I think it was, and the problem that they've got these days is that they'll focus on one player that's going for a 50-50, if you like, and therefore if you focus on one player, you don't get to see the whole picture. And I could see, I said to Lee, I thought we went a little bit over the top with one foot with a stud showing. I don't think he's got in to break anybody's legs. But their lads actually left the ground with 2 feet. And the decision is completely, completely unacceptable. I don't think it would have been the hardest or the worst thing in the world if everybody could have just walked away from that and accepted it was a good old-fashioned 50-50. But you don't get them in the game anymore. There's no such thing as a 50-50 anymore. There's no such thing as bodies coming together and it not being a foul. There just has to be a decision given. But I know, I've said it before, their job's probably the hardest one on the pitch, and with the pressure that they're put under for every time the ball's kicked or a tackle's made, that there's a shout from probably both benches and the stand and everything. But you've got to be strong. I mean, Martin Tyler made a good point last week when he was having a bit of a heated conversation with the officials. They're just not strong enough, side. They just don't. I don't know. They just feel that they have to make a decision. But rather than be strong and say, well, I might not have to give a foul, or I might not have to give a throw, or I might not just listen to whoever's shouting at me. They just don't seem to be strong enough. And it's a serious issue, but it's not something we're going to fix overnight.
But the Kays fans behind that goal were shouting for a red card as soon as the tackle went in for a two-footed lunge on Lee Hall.
Well, all our players had actually set themselves for the free kick to be given to us. So that tells you a lot about how the picture was seen by most of our team.
I understand that Luke Hickey was shown a red card after the final whistle. What was that for?
I'm hearing different stories, to be honest with you. I know he definitely got a red card, but I've heard it's a double red card. The only thing I can assume it's for is foul and abusive language. There's nothing else it can be, because I know he's having a bit of a chat with a ref. I'm going to sit on the fence a bit and say I didn't see it or hear it. All I know is that he was having a bit of a chat with a ref. But Luke's told us he didn't swear at him. The ref will say he did, and who's the FA going to believe?
It's difficult, isn't it? When you train on the pitch so hard on Mondays, Thursdays, you can't legislate for referees' performance like that, can you?
No, you can't. It's the only thing that's out of your hand. And it is hard. It is frustrating. And to be honest with you, I just said to the players after the game, you can't often lose and not be angry or sort of be a little bit or be sort of upbeat about a performance. But our players were different class today. I know there'll be different opinions of people saying we did this wrong and we did that wrong. We made mistakes. The whole picture of the game is we went to sleep defensively across the pitch, not just the back four, but across the pitch we went to sleep defensively for one moment, and we concede. We didn't score when we were on top, which you've got to do, but they look like they were the ones that had played less than 48 hours ago, not us. And I've got to give the boys massive, massive credit, because the energy that they showed and the determination they showed under sort of decisions like that was excellent. They've got to take a lot of credit, and if ever there's a time I fancy us now, if ever there was a time that I fancied us to get on a little run and really put it in and show people and surprise a few people, I think it's now.
And the red card for Lee Hall on the pitch involved their number four. If one of your players collapsed holding his head after he'd been pushed in the chest, how embarrassed would you feel?
I'd be very embarrassed. I'd be even more embarrassed if one of our coaching staff was shouting out to him, "Stay down, Lee." I'd be even more embarrassed if one of our coaching staff kicked a ball away when one of our players was trying to take a throw. I understand it happens on the pitch. It's part of the sportsmanship, I think they call it. Not sportsmanship, gamesmanship. That players kick a ball away to slow the game down, but it's just not acceptable when somebody from the dugout does it. And I'm annoyed about it, to be honest with you, because the chap that did it is actually a friend of ours, supposedly, so I think that's just completely disrespectful. But no, I would be completely embarrassed. If somebody took a right-hander and it floored them, so be it. But if you get a little push on your shoulder and you hit the deck, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Max Huswick went off in the first half with an injury and looked like he went straight out of the ground afterwards. How serious is that?
Well, it's serious for the finger. It's a little finger which has got zigzags in it. I don't know how many breaks or dislocations it's got in it. It didn't look very nice from where I was standing. If I had my way, he'd be taped up and playing Tuesday. The way they're advised these days, he'd probably have 4 months off. But I'd like to think he'd be back involved Tuesday.
Rob Telfrey made some great saves today to keep it at 1-0, keep us in the game. Was he perhaps at fault for the first goal, do you think?
I never like to see keepers get beat from there. You can dissect it a little bit more and say, it's the same, almost the same as the second goal against Willesden the other night, that we were exposed down the right-hand side again just by a lapse in concentration or a bit of laziness, and it starts there, but then the ball's the ball's out of travel another 30 yards, so then you can dissect it a bit more and say, well, why was the ball not shut down? And then you can start looking at should Rob have been beat from there. I'd like to think not, but the way that the performance he's put in for us this season, I would probably make an excuse and say that he's view was blocked or it's taken a bobble or whatever, because once it's in the box I can't really see what's happening with all the bodies in there. But I'd like to think he wouldn't get beat from there, but what he's done for us the last few weeks.
Tuesday we've got our third game in 6 days, particularly after playing with 10 men today. How are we going to cope with that?
We'll cope well. I'm not just saying this to put a screen on it or anything. The changing room is upbeat. The changing room is, they know that they've put a shit. They knew after the Craig game that they'd let everybody down. We let everybody down, the management included. We knew, and they know that they've done all right today. They know that when you're on top in games, you've got to take your chances. You've got to score. There's no two ways about that. I'm not stupid. They had chances. Tulsa's pulled out a couple of 1v1s. So going back to your question, should he have been beat from out there? He's actually pulled off a couple of absolute stunners for us again today. They know they've got to do better when we're on top in games. We've got to be more ruthless. We've got to enjoy putting goals past people and sending them down the table, but I can't take any. Honestly, it could have gone so badly the other way today, and it didn't.
Tunbridge after the game celebrated like they won a cup final. Does that show how far we've come this season? What a big scalp we are. We're second in the league. It's a good result to beat us.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, when we played them at home, they muscled us out of the game. They battered us and deserved to win on the day. And that's a double they've done over us now. I think that's only the second or maybe third. I think it's the second double that's been done over us now. So they'll be pleased. We the point I'm making is we saw them. I saw their assistant manager at Tooting shortly after we lost to them at home, and he was very, very pleased with himself in terms of the performance that they put in against us when they beat us, and so he should have been, because they battered us on the day, and I think that they felt they were going to go on a good run and push Dartford all the way, so they've slid right down the table for whatever reason. So for them to pull off a result like that against a team that's second in the table and hasn't been on a bad run, then they got every right to be delighted.
And the plus side is we probably won't have to play them again this season. There's no way they're going to make the playoffs, is there?
Change the tone of your voice, Simon. I don't know. I mean, there's still a lot to play for, a lot of games, a lot of points to play for. You never know. I've said it all along, somebody in this league is going to go on a great run. Somebody's going to go on a great slide. You just never know who it's going to be. So I'd be stupid to say no, they won't be in the playoffs. I'd be stupid to say they definitely will.